Yuri's here this morning from the Bomberland. How are you, man?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
The season is just about, regular season, just about over, right?
Yeah, last two regular season home games. We've got Aggie Night, a big firework night. Jersey's benefiting Fit 360, which is Nutribolt's nonprofit that they help get started, that is helping the youth get active in our schools. Mm-hmm. And then that's on Friday night, and a big firework show. And it's no burn ban. Burn ban in August.
That's
like the first time in 6 years.
Really? Yeah.
We are actually shooting fireworks on a Friday night, and then you followed up with a selfie jersey. Cognizant Technologies is doing a give back game to the community, and we've got people's faces on the selfie jersey, and people can actually win and take that jersey home with them.
Like random people?
Anyone that submitted online. It was pretty cool.
Okay.
Lots of over 100 little selfies everywhere.
Oh, like a bunch of them?
A bunch of them. Yeah, it's not just your face. It's everybody's faces. And that's Saturday night, and that's the end of the regular season.
Okay.
And then the big playoff game next Wednesday. So Wednesday night, the Bombers will take on either the Texarkana Twins or the Texas Marshals. They're still in a heated battle to see who gets the fourth seed in the playoffs for the Texas Collegiate League. It's a one-and-done game. It's like that wild card game. It's a lot of fun for our fans, a lot of stress for our front office staff, because you lose, the season is over.
Yeah.
You win, you go to best of three championship series next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
So it'd be like 10th, 11th, and 12th. Now, you've won this 5-6 years in a row?
Five regular season championships.
Yeah.
So we're on the verge of winning our sixth regular season title, and then we've won four consecutive championships. So we've won the playoffs and have hosted those 4 years, that one-and-done playoff game, which is so critical, and that's why the fan support's always helpful for our players to come out there and win that game.
Well, and if you haven't been out this year, I mean, one more reason to come out. Nutribolt Stadium has a completely new look in the stands and on the field.
Yeah, $1.86 million renovation, including brand new LED lights, a brand new scoreboard, also a soccer scoreboard, but not for today.
Yeah.
The new field. The field is just amazing. Every time I walk in there, it's new. It's Nutribolt Stadium. It's just a phenomenal playing surface. It's the field turf. We've got brand new seating down the bullpens, our right field section, which is really a great chair back seat. You've got all kinds of other improvements, new sound system, and just really thrilled about the partnership with the City of Bryan, seeing the vision of bringing people into town. We're actually hosting a tournament already this weekend, so it'll be our second tournament we're hosting since the field opened. More tournaments coming down the pipeline, so we're looking forward to continuing to bring hotel people into our community from out of town, as well as providing a great service for our fans, both for the Bombers, the Cavalry, and the people who play baseball or soccer here in the Brass Valley.
If they want tickets,
BVBombers.com's got all the details. You can actually pick your seat where you want to sit, print your ticket at home so you don't have to stand in line in the ticket office, and that's both for Friday night's firework game, Saturday, selfie jersey, as well as the playoffs.
Cool. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.